Some years back, Cliff Barros and Billy Graham were in a conversation concerning what they would do in heaven. Now, I think you all know who Billy Graham is, but if you don't know who Cliff Barros is, he is at age 92 now, the praise leader for the Billy Graham Crusade. One day he said to Billy Graham, he said, "You know, I'm going to have a job in heaven because I'm a praise leader. What are you going to do, Billy? Everybody in heaven is saved. You can't evangelize anybody. There'll be nothing for you to do." Cliff Barrow's work was just getting started, and Billy Graham, I guess, was saying, "Okay, what am I going to do now?" So for Cliff, there's plenty of work, but for Billy, we don't know. But that raises questions again. We're going to talk about what we're going to do in heaven. So far, we talked about four things. We're going to talk about four more things. And then we're going to kind of wrap up this sermon series before liberty. First of all, we talked last week about we will serve God. And they're great. But on the other hand, God will serve us. How fantastic is that? He will serve our every need and will lift us up. He will give us mansions. He will give us everything that we need. And we will worship God. Of course, we'll worship God in a way that was unbelievable. When I was putting the last touches on my sermon this morning, I had the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on. I just couldn't help but think about how wonderful sound that is and what it'll be like in heaven. And then the fourth thing we talked about last week is that we will see God. In the Old Testament, it was said that if you looked at the face of God, you would die. But we will look at the face of God and live. So, what else are we going to do in heaven? Revelation 22, verse 5 says, "There will be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign, and we shall reign forever and ever." Some of the parables talk about some of the things that's going to happen in heaven. For example, there are two found in Luke 19 and Matthew 25. We'll look at those in a little bit. St. Paul says that God has gifted our church, all churches, by his Holy Spirit. There are certain individuals that have particular gifts in this world. For example, not everybody can be a director on the board of directors of the church. That's not their gift. Not all can serve the church by preaching, though that is a gift too. But all can pray in your own way. That is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Some can praise and sing. We have that in the choir. That's wonderful. That's a praise and sing God. But when we get to heaven, everybody will sing just great. That's what we know. How often do we fall short of using our gifts? Well, the better we use our gifts here, the better we'll be able to use those gifts in heaven. Just to emphasize this to you, Matthew 25, verse 14. "I know that there will be a rewarding kingdom for all believers, but there will be a certain reigning." It says, Lord Jesus says, it's like a man going off on an extended trip. This is a parable of Matthew 25. He called his servants together and said, "I'm going to delegate responsibilities." To one he gave $5,000. To another he gave $2,000. And to the third, $1,000, depending upon what he perceived as their abilities. Then he left. Right off, the first servant who had the $5,000 went to work and doubled his master's investment. The second did the same. But the man with $1,000 dug a hole in the ground and buried it for safekeeping. After a long absence, the master came back and settled up with him. The one given $5,000 showed him how he had doubled his investment. The master said, commended him, "Good work, you did your job well. From now on, be my partner." By the way, this translation is the Mission by Peterson. The servant with the $2,000 showed how he also doubled his master's servant. His master commended him, "Good work, you did his job well, and from now on you will be my partner." Well, the unprofitable servant just buried the treasure. We'll see what happened to him. It said, "Take the $1,000 and give it to the one who risks the most, and get rid of this play it safe guy who won't go out on a limb. Throw him into utter darkness." He didn't use his gifts, he buried them. But the unprofitable servant did not use what he has. We have all the gifts, and they're fantastic gifts. We have to know what they are. The probable servant buried on the ground. That's what happens when we just don't want to take the effort to help serve the church. St. Paul says in 2 Timothy, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. So the more responsible we are here on earth, the more responsible we can use our gifts in heaven. And that's going to be very important. It's related directly how we're going to reign with Christ, serve with Christ, reign with Christ. And reigning means being in partnership with Christ and leading the world. Now, don't worry that you might be 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or even higher. You can live the rest of your life serving God in a way that will change things and right the ship of your life. God gives us such blessings beyond what we even know that we have. Take an inventory of your own life and see what blessings he has given you, because they are fantastic. We can have it now, the blessings of love and honor, respect and joy. We tend often to go into the world and say, look at what the world can give me. Look at what I can do in this world. Look at the talents that I have in this world. But we don't look at the talents that God has given us in the church. For example, about 8 years ago, we were being attacked because we were a church here at HEB. How many were here in this church 8 years ago? Let's see. Show of hands. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That. And we were being attacked by people at Heritage Eagle Band who said, used the example, they said, well, you know, with a church in the community, it's going to reduce our property values, which was kind of ridiculous. But we did not fight back in a way that was antagonistic. We fought back with love. We greeted the people who hated us. And what a change that made in our existence. So we have our position here in the community, which is so important. There was a fellow, let's call him Bruce, who died and went to heaven. When he was there, he was touring the wonders of God's realm, the golden streets, the beautiful main mansions, the heavenly choirs, the fantastic golf courses. He was busily putting his name on the sign-up sheets that they had in the back of heaven, the back of the tables in heaven, sign-up sheets like, 3-day tour of the universe. Heavenly Host choir practice every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. 1-day seminar with St. Peter. Hors d'oeuvres served free of charge. And let's go on and on. Oh, and the ladies' luncheon. No side dish required. We will have angel food cake. And we'll all say, isn't that heavenly? Well, then Bruce came upon this huge storehouse with no windows and one door. It didn't seem to fit everything, because everything was, you know, pearl and gold and diamonds. But this is just a plain old storehouse. So he quickly went to the boss's number one man, St. Peter, and said to him, What's with this storehouse? St. Peter said, that's a really sad story. You don't want to hear it. And Bruce says to himself, why should there be any secrets in heaven? Well, you know, Bruce can sort of be insistent. You know how Bruce is when he wants something, he gets it. Right, Ben? So St. Peter says, okay, all right. So then Bruce did the storehouse, which was huge, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of square feet, and racks upon blocks, neatly packed in alphabetical order, perhaps billions of them, stacked up with names on them. And I looked up, and Bruce looked up and said, look at that, Gene Daniels, his box is there too. Yeah, he's a neat guy, and a guy who can fix anything. I don't know, what are all these boxes? Do I have? Yes, you do, but, Bruce, it's time to go. You don't want to stay here. They tried to escort Bruce out the door, but Bruce is insistent, you know how he is. What else would it be? This is heaven. And by the way, you are new, so St. Peter says to him, Bruce, what's your last name? Minor M is in the Mike, I-N-O is our, and R is in Ray. Bruce Letton, assigned recognition. Oh, there is the box, and he opens it up. Peter says, look in that box, and eyes get wide. St. Peter says, these are the treasures in heaven. These are the treasures on earth that you were too busy to ask for. You were too engaged in the world. But Bruce had left a lot of treasures back in his earth. Treasures of love and passion and understanding and meeting with other people and making connections, all these treasures. We're all too busy with other stuff. Miss the treasures and blessings we could have on earth right now. St. Paul at the end of his life says in 2 Timothy 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, has given me on that day. Not to me only, but unto all who love his appearance. Well, I know that he was an apostle, a special kind of guy. He didn't have a red hot telephone button to God. He did not. He had to work for it, that's for sure. How are we going to reign with God? We really don't know, but it's going to be something amazing. Some people think that we'll be able to explore the unknown regions of the universe. You know, when you die and go to heaven, or if you're an angel, you don't have to go at the speed of light. You go instantaneously everywhere. Anywhere, but it doesn't take a long time to get there. Scientists have been exploring the universe for years, and the more they explore, the more they find out they don't know. Every time they look further into the vast reaches of God's creation, the more they find. They say there are more stars than sand on the beaches of the world. Staggering. There's an awful lot of learning we have to do. So what will God teach us? He'll teach us many things. He will teach us that the love that we know here on earth is just so shallow. The love that we have here is so shallow. But we will love God as we've never loved Him before, and we will love others as we've never loved them before. He's going to teach us more about His boundless grace. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Paul says, but God raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, He may show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Show really, and the Greek means to reveal to us, which is an opening. Showing is just kind of show and tell. But revealing is revealing the innermost bottom and essence of things. It's amazing. You're going to learn that, all right. Ephesians 3, verse 18 says, may I be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and depth and height, to know Christ which passes all understanding, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. That means we're going to be filled with God. Lift us up. Give us what we have never had before. So it's very clear that we will learn in heaven. But we can start here too, by learning what's in the Bible. Learning about God, learning about eternity. We'll be able to sit down with the greatest people who ever lived on earth. Greatest minds, we'll sit down and talk to them about what we are interested in. Learning about God, learning about eternity, learning, we'll be able to understand what infinity is all about, what the universe is all about. We will reign, and then we will also have fellowship. We will have a company of angels with us. We will have fellowship with people that are amazing. You never have never ending learning. In Revelation 7, the great multitude which no man can number of all nations, kindreds, and tongues. Why don't we fellowship, practice this fellowship on earth? We're very good at it as a church. But there are people here that sometimes come into church and not many people talk to them. But take the initiative. Ensure that you understand who these people are and get to know them. You know, it's a travesty that in some of our churches that we're divided by such little things such as religion, and dogma, and doctrine rather than the love of Christ. The last point is, we will rest in Him. Wow. Rest, that's great. Revelation 14, 13 says, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Even God, at the end of creation, the seventh day, God rested, didn't he? So in heaven, we're going to have all these things, but have rest too. We'll have rest, but yet we'll be busier than ever. So we'll have the energy that we never had before. We've seen the work we'll do in heaven, it will not exhaust us. In other words, we will never grow tired or weary. We looked at the 11th chapter of Revelation. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. They have no rest day or night. Those are the ones that are tormented by not being in heaven. Matthew says, Jesus says in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. My yoke is easy. God said they'll never give anything more than you can handle. So what causes you to toil? What causes you to pain? Is it separation? Bereavement? Have you lost somebody in your life? Are you going to lose somebody in your life? We often pray for the dead and say, may he rest in peace. Yes, we will rest in peace. Well, I hope that I've started you thinking something about heaven, what it's going to be like. It'd be nice to be there, wouldn't it? It would be nice to be able to say, okay, if I go today, I'm going to be there. Then your imagination will give birth to anticipation, and your anticipation will say, yes, I want to be there. So again, summing up, what will we do in heaven? We will serve, we will be served by God, we will worship, we will see God face to face. We will reign and rule with God in a way that I can't explain because it doesn't say enough about it. We will learn amazing things that we have never known before. We will have fellowship with everybody regardless of who they were, with us on earth, bad, good, or indifferent. And we will have rest. Which is wonderful. Heaven is a gift for you. Open your hearts to receive it. How do you receive it? By accepting Christ as your Savior. Give your keys to the heaven through Jesus Christ and you can open it and go into your mansion. Let us now pray then. Oh God, we long for your land. We long for the life that springs eternal. We are long to be in your presence. Yet there's so much for us to do down here. But Lord, let us do it in the light of that great eternity. Let us not miss heaven for the sight of the earth. Lord, thank you for this wonderful truth that you have revealed to us and to our children's children, that we may cherish it and make a lasting difference to our lives now and our lives to come. Amen.